This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump held a news conference today at the U.S. Embassy in India. The president's visit comes at the heels of protests against India's new citizenship law that critics say marginalizes the country's more than 200 million Muslims, a charge the Modi government denies.
So we did talk about religious freedom, and I will say that the prime minister was incredible on what he told me. He wants people to have religious freedom, and very strongly, and he said that in India they have worked very hard to have great and open religious freedom.
The law fast-tracks Indian citizenship to immigrants from three neighboring countries unless they are Muslims. President Trump also spoke with reporters about the pending trade deal with India.
With India, India is, I think, the highest, again, I said it before, but the highest tariff when you deal with India. Harley-Davidson has to pay tremendous tariffs when they send motorcycles in here. When India sends motorcycles into the U.S., is virtually no tariff. For the most part, there is absolutely no tariff. So I just said that's unfair, and we're working it out.
During the two-day visit, President Trump announced that the countries were expanding cooperation on counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and maritime security. Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. His death was reported Tuesday by state television. The iron-fisted leader ruled Egypt for almost 30 years before being swept from power in 2011 after 18 days of popular protests. Mubarak was named President Anwar Sadat's deputy in 1975 and was at his side when Sadat was assassinated in October of 1981. The autocratic leader then assumed the presidency and retained power by positioning himself as a trusted Western ally. This is VOA News. The United Nations.